M2 is the broad measure of money supply that covers cash in circulation and all deposits. It reflects the general purchasing power of money from society. As of the end of June, the year-on-year growth rate of M2 slowed by 0.2% from a 9.6% growth rate recorded a month ago. Shang Songchen, an advisor to the People's Bank of China, said the slower M2 expansion was the result of financial deleveraging and there's no need for excessive interpretation.
This time, M2 expansion stayed below 10%. It indicates a decrease in off-balance sheet financing and indicates that measures taken to deflate economic bubbles have achieved results.
At the same time, the newly added total social financing, another significant financing gauge, increased by 12% year-on-year to over 11 trillion yuan in the first half. The central bank said the increase in total social financing indicated solid financial support for the real economy. Ran Jianhong, head of the central bank's Surveys and Statistics Department, further explains.
Most of the new medium and long-term lending in the first half has flowed into service and high-tech manufacturing industries, while only 5.4% of the outstanding loans by the end of June belong to industries with excess capacity. The lending has been made more rationally and the structure of loans has been constantly optimized.
The central bank has tried to strike a balance between financial deleveraging aimed at defusing risks and shoring up economic growth. Also, China's foreign trade saw brisk growth, buffering the economy from a slowdown in the face of headwinds at home and abroad. Exports in yuan-denominated terms rose 15% year-on-year in the first half of 2017, while imports increased 25.7%. Total foreign trade volume reached over 13 trillion yuan in the year to the end of the June, up 19.6% year-on-year, the quickest pace since the second half of 2011. Yemi is with the Macroeconomics Department of State Information Center.
The world economic situation has seen a modest recovery since January this year, in the second half of last year, which promoted China's exports. In addition, the increase in foreign trade volume was related to our country's promotion of supply-side structural reform in the macroeconomic development.
However, the authorities say China's foreign trade may still face a tough situation in the second half of this year due to uncertainties in the global environment and deep-seated problems in the domestic economy. They do note, however, that the strong fundamentals of China's foreign trade have not changed and the trade structure will be improved if no major risks arise. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.